Both the Prime Minister, David Cameron, and the US Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, set out three priorities for this meeting: an agreement to maintain the military, diplomatic, and economic pressure on Colonel Gaddafi's regime, stepped up efforts to bring humanitarian aid to Libyan towns and cities, and above all, the start of a process to chart the country's political future. That future, though, inevitably depends upon Colonel Gaddafi's departure. Italy and some other countries appear to favour providing the Libyan leader with an exit route. In the wake of this London meeting, diplomatic efforts to resolve this crisis will move into high gear. A UN envoy is set to return to Libya for talks with both sides, and the African Union, which was not present in order to preserve its neutrality, could play a key role in brokering a settlement.